Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're going to get to Bobby Sloan. And one thing we haven't even mentioned yet. What about the Rockets? What about Cam Whitmore is in the G League? He is 1-for-18 from three-point range this season. And they said, you know what, instead of just sitting here, go get your stroke back. And the G League, I wonder how Cam has taken that.
I can't imagine.
Well, I can't imagine that he was all that happy just sitting there watching every game, playing 4 minutes a game. I can't imagine that. So, you know, now getting sent down, one of the reasons, I mean, listen, the only reason that Cam Whitmore was the 20th pick is because of his attitude. That's it. It wasn't his talent. He's a talented guy. But his attitude was such that, you know, nobody wanted to touch him. You know, the Rockets had a decision between him and Podziemski. And the way that kid is playing now, you'd be like, wow. And you know what? And I'll tell it serious. They were like, we're not sure. You know, Cam is, he's fallen all the way to here. Wow, that is awesome that he's fallen here to us. But we like this Podziemski kid too. and I remember, I don't think I'm speaking out of school. He said to Tillman, hey, which one do you want? He goes, that's not my job. You guys gotta own it. And if it doesn't work out, it's on you. Don't ask me. So, yeah. So they chose Cam Whitmore, and he's a guy that, I mean, I went to the game, the Dallas game, one of their last games of the season last year. Maybe it was even their last game. I forget. Or one of the last games. And I sent you guys a picture. It's a one-point game with 7 to 8 seconds left or in the last minute of the game. And everybody's standing up watching the game. And Cam Whitmore is leaning back in his chair, not even watching the game because he's not in it. So that dude is got to, I really do, and I said this earlier this way, I think a change of scenery. I think he's going to be a guy that.
He's always been that guy.
You mentioned Jamal Crawford. Mm-hmm. Jamal Crawford played for a lot of teams.
He did.
Yeah.
That's why
he reminds me of him. Gerald Green played for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
I think Cam Whitmore is going to probably wear out his welcome at places, but he's so talented that he's going to be able to, you know, he's going to find jobs.
But Jamal actually settled into a role where he was a primary guy. Like,
yeah.
But for a long time, he was a high-volume shooter. But then he finally, later in his career, locked in. Gerald Green was always a transient player who had great talent. I think that's what Cam's going to be. I think Cam's going to end up being that too, which is fine, but I don't think it's going to be at the Rockets. The more you look at it, you just can't find, especially if Jalen Green is going to be a part of the long-term build-out, which I do think he is going to be long-term part of what the Rockets for the next, I think for at least the next 2 years, the Rockets are going to buy in all the way with Jalen, which I'm fine with. I'm cool. He seems like he's got his head in the right place. He's not drippy Jalen. I mean, you know, if he is, it's certainly not consuming him. I think he's got his attention on basketball the way it's supposed to be. And if that's the case, Amen Thompson is getting minutes. Reed Shepard's getting minutes. Fred VanVleet is going to be here at least for this year, probably not next year. But Cam doesn't play any point guard, so it's irrelevant. I just don't see enough minutes for him to be happy.
I got to retell that. They were on about the 17th or 18th pick, and Podziemski and Cam Whitmore were both there, and they were trying to decide. Podziemski went one pick in front.
Oh, okay.
But they were sitting there, and they were going, okay, if it comes down, if the Warriors don't draft Podziemski, what do we do? And Podziemski went right in front of him, so Cam Whitmore was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked Tillman, and Tillman was like, that ain't on me. That's on you. That's your job. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Let's hear from Bobby Sloan. So a lot of times, and this is something he answered about looks, and mm-hmm. we talk about this. And you know what? And this is where CJ comes in, and CJ comes in big. And that stuff that Chris Sims was saying earlier, I just stop already. They don't teach kid. He doesn't know what to do because they don't teach him. Stop already. CJ Stroud knows more football and studies more football than anybody.
Well, I don't even think that was a shot at CJ, do you? I think it was a shot at the staff,
I think it's belittling CJ. He doesn't know because they're not teaching him anything.
He's saying don't blame CJ. Don't blame poor CJ.
Well, CJ knows the bad people.
CJ knows stuff. He's coached. He knows. Stop.
See, you listen to CJ talk about a play developing his rookie year, and it was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This guy knows. He goes, I could have gone down here, but I went up here to Dalton Schultz because of that safety. Took one misstep. I mean, CJ knows ball. And so Bobby Slowick was asked about looks, and he talks about, okay, we didn't get the look that we wanted here. And it was asked, what is that? Here he is explaining, and it was really long and drawn out to begin with. And he says, well, here's an example. We've got a play designed for Tank. And he takes it from here. Here's Bobby Slowick.
I'm probably calling the play thinking that Tank is going to get the ball if we get the coverage we're expecting. If we don't get the coverage we're expecting, we have other answers on the field that our quarterback's going to get to. Or in the run game, I might call a zone play thinking we're going to get some certain look or certain front. And, man, we'll be able to get inside downhill fast as we can. Well, all of a sudden they've stemmed their front and now they got a whole lot of bodies inside the tackles. We either got to build in a can or we got to figure out a way where we can block and handle that where we're not going backwards. We're still getting 3 yards of carry. So it's really built into it's a lot of preparation. It's how you build it into the game plan. It's not necessarily how you call it, if that makes sense. You just got to make sure you have answers for what is going to be presented to you as you go. And how that always comes together is what's fun about the game planning process, because every week is different. Even when you play division opponents and you're playing the second time, like the combination of things or the people they have out there is different than it was the first time.
Okay. So that's adjustments too, but those are in play adjustments, and those are CJ and those are the offensive linemen as well. As he just mentioned.
Big offensive line. If we're talking run game stuff, when he mentioned stem in the front, what that means for people who don't know the name, the term, the stem in front, when you see all of a sudden a late shift where defensive front shifts over like one gap, now all of your responsibilities you have to recalculate in about 1 second about what you're going to do, where you're going to go. Only way you do that up front in a run game is to have an offensive line that's all on the same page from a continuity standpoint, and they just know what they're going to do. They know what they're going to do. And Eric Winston, I once had a conversation with him, and I asked him one time, I said, what do you and Mike Brazel do, you know, once you have these different looks and teams? He goes, dude, we just know. He goes, it's hard to explain, but Brazel and I know. I can just – there's certain looks that we think the same. Like, you know what? I'm going to go up and get this guy. He said, it's not hard, fast rules. He said, it's a matter of I just knew with Brazel that if a look was showed, I would get to another look.
That is so funny because last year – they had so many different offensive line combinations. We talk about this all the time.
Continuity.
That an offensive line is a unit. You talk to offensive linemen, they were like, I just got a look from the guard, and I knew exactly what he was thinking. And we saw something, but we knew. We knew exactly what we were going to do because we've been next to each other, and we know exactly how the other one thinks. Well, this offensive line has been together. This offensive line is the unit. They had all preseason. They've worked together before. And it could have been worse, and it can't be worse. When it should be getting better, it can't be worse right now. And that's the killer for me is this was not supposed to be an issue with this football team. You got all these first-rounders. You got all of these talented guys. Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on? Yeah. How is it that they've broken down so badly these last three games? What in the hell has happened to the continuity? And maybe it's just ability. I mean, Kenyon Green was getting bull rushed. He was getting killed. He was getting going the wrong way on twists and stunts. And I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, but maybe, too many of these guys are not playing to their – like, if your ability, you said, all right, on a scale of 1 to 100, the ability for Laremy Tunsil is a 92, almost like a Madden rating, right? Laremy's ability rating is a 92. Titus Howard is an 80. Shaq Mason is a 81. The center, Juice Scruggs, you think he's a 79. And Kenyon Green's is a 70. If you had numbers that you assigned them, do you think any of those guys are playing up to their numbers? Any of them on an individual basis?
No, I don't think so. No.
Although we do have to start acknowledging the run game is working because Joe does have, like, they are doing stuff in the run game, without question. But we just know you can't win without throwing a ball. You can't win without running, but you also can't win without throwing a ball. You got to be able to protect
the quarterback. I would much prefer they pass block much better than run block.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you got to keep CJ healthy. You're going to be gaining a hell of a lot more yards through the passing game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to run the football. That's great. But getting CJ killed is a bad option.
Yeah, passing the ball can also help you run the ball. I mean,
that's absolutely true.
The inverse is true. Running the ball helps you pass.
Well, they were a better offense last year, and they couldn't run the football. Pierce couldn't get on the field. And you know, you had Motor.
Singletary was okay. He was okay.
He was all right. He was okay, but
did a lot of it on his own, though. Like, he had to make
guys
miss.
The reason they were good last year is because they threw the way CJ threw the ball.
Oh, man. They're saying make CJ great again.
Well,
that's in the Twitch. It just said make CJ great
again.
Hey,
big ups to Bravo2X. He said, Bobby, breaking this down is how I play Madden. Call a play, look at the defense, make the adjustment. I'm basically the best OC in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Big ups, Bravo2X.
Hope you didn't read his other thing where he came after you.
Nominating yourself as the best OC in the world.
He took a shot at you earlier about breaking stuff down, and he was ugly. So now you're giving big ups to him.
What did he say about me?
I'm not going to tell you because you're going to say bad things about one of our listeners.
No, I can call him a D-weed if I want.
That's what I'm saying.
But in the meantime, you need to talk about Quick Assist.
Look, I'm telling you, I don't care what anyone in a chat function says. Quick Assist is the most important company that's been created, I would say, at least in the last three decades. Because, now, that some may think that's hyperbole, but if you're looking to sell your tickets, if you're a season ticket holder for any event, I mean, any sporting event, all the pros, and then, of course, college football, college basketball, those are the two biggest ones, right? Well, that is a major, major, major opportunity for you with Quick Assist, because what they do is they list your tickets, whatever your tickets are. They'll list them on 15-plus websites out there, all the major ticket websites, the resale sites. So they list them on all of them, not just one where you'd have to individually do this and then individually take them off as fast as you can once they were sold. They list them across the spectrum of websites that sell tickets, and then they change the prices depending on what's the flow of supply and demand and what the marketplace is doing. And then they can make those across the board instantaneously, and then they pull your tickets off or your listings off once your tickets sell. They got 100% success rate in selling tickets, and they're going to sell them for the highest amount of money that you're going to find. It's no hassle for you. It's dumb not to use Quick Assist. Why do it yourself when you can expand it into so many more eyes and so much more money through Quick Assist? It's Quick Assist. Download the app. Quick Assyst. Quick Assist. That is your opportunity to sell tickets at the best prices today.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, Bravo2X is a D-weed. That's all. Yeah, I saw an ugly thing he said. F you, Bravo2X.
See,
I hate the way you break things down. Okay.
I told you that you were shouting them out. I shouldn't even told you. You could have been like, thought you guys were good friends.
No, we're not good friends.
No one in the chat is good friends with anybody. They're independent contractors.
There's a bunch.
They're friends today, and they're enemies tomorrow.
There's a bunch of D-weedery going on there. There's no question.
I tend to like them.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see who they're killing.
You know who you are.
And I caught it. Okay.
They know who they are. You kind of know what you're
what happens. Yeah. Everybody catches it every
at
once
some
in a
point.
While.
They seem to like Dell, though. That's what I like. Is they always tell him, shut up, Dell. Dell, you're super regarded. They're using regarded as a new word.
Oh. Dell, they love you, though. They always have.
Dell won't do what people say. So
yeah, I'm aware of their love for me. I mean, it's the worst people you know have a problem with you. Then you're winning. Like, they're the worst people. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
There's
goodness.
Nothing likable about them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad they have a group of incels to talk to, but.
DW coupons.
Incels.
I'm glad they found each other. That's great for them. I'm glad they can get it all out there because we don't want them roaming around the real world with their ideas.
Shut up, Dell. Cayete Dell. Shut up, Dell.
I don't talk about them until you guys prompt me to. I don't think about them much at all, but you guys bring them up to me all the time. And it's like 4chan in there. And I'm glad they have each other.
He
that's
just
all.
Said, well, the guy that Bravo says, I'm always bleep talk Granato. I'm the only one that can hold him accountable for these 90s takes, which I don't know what that means.
What
but
90s takes?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's a deep. You're a D-wee, Bravo 2X.
See, you liked him, and now you don't like him.
No, I liked what he said. I said, he named himself the greatest offensive coordinator in the world.
Because on
Madden, he makes adjustments.
What he's saying, if Bobby said that, then I am too.
Even bigger D-weed. He's an even bigger deal. I'm the greatest. Stop. All right. So, Rockets tonight, Texans Sunday. We got a nice slate of college football. Dell, you got Ole Miss over Georgia?
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
No. Josh Pate did.
Josh Pate did, yeah.
It's a spot where if you don't believe Carson Beck can get himself under control with all the turnovers, you look at that Ole Miss team. They have been in this position several times over the last couple of years where can Ole Miss make a statement under Lane Kiffin? Can they finally get one of these games that people think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen now? I have my doubts about Jackson Dart in this spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think Georgia's D-line can overwhelm Ole Miss. I'll stick with Georgia. Until Ole Miss shows me that they're capable.
Very, very coverable number and winnable game. But when Josh Pate speaks, I tend to listen. But at the same time, man, is Lane Kiffin ready to win a game like this? When's the last time he won a game like this? There's always hype around it, and he never does it.
And Jackson Dart, too. He has not come up big in big games. No. So, yeah.
I couldn't get on board, but I'll remember it. Like, I'll remember it if Josh wins that one again after the South Carolina call against A&M. Because he said exactly how the game would go. If he's able to hit this one, too, like, and Josh knows his ball, I'm not betting Ole Miss. I would be betting Lane Kiffin, and I can't do that. He doesn't win in these spots.
Yeah.
And you're going against Kirby, really? You think you're going to beat Kirby in one of these spots? You're going to have to show me before I believe it. Because the only person that beat Kirby this year, it took, you know, they dropped a 28-0 lead or whatever, and Kirby came back and took a lead on you in your house. So, I don't know. And then it took a 74-yard pass touchdown to win that game. Let's just see. Let's see on Ole Miss. Good game. Hey, it could be a win-in-your-end scenario for Ole Miss, but if they lose, they're obviously eliminated from playoff contention. What happens if they beat Georgia? What does that do to Georgia? Georgia's still in the top 12, I would assume. Have to be.
Yeah, but Ole Miss is going to, then they're knocking on the door.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, you're going to have four SEC teams.
That's going to be a two-loss team now. Georgia will be a two-loss team now. They move to the back. So, hey, it's despite what everybody's still got Georgia. It's the probable national champion.
But their losses would be to Alabama in Alabama and Ole Miss in Ole Miss. And these are two teams that have lived for a chunk of the year inside at least the top 12 and in many cases the top 10. Like, those are good teams you're losing to, too. That's an SEC schedule. That's much tougher.
Oh, absolutely. That's why there's going to be four SEC teams and four Big 12 teams.
Is Tennessee in?
Big 10 teams in it.
Well, Tennessee has Georgia next week, so we talk about eliminator games. If Georgia loses,
I mean, look at that.
They'll play.
Georgia's
they'll
got
play
another team in the top 10.
Georgia's
got
to go.
Yeah, Georgia's
through.
Got another team in the top 10. And by the way, we didn't even mention Texas, who they disposed of. Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Tennessee. Y'all need to stop. The SEC's not playing. It means more here. It just means more here. Yes, Texas is SEC country. There's two SEC teams here.
Texas, this part of the Texas is the Big 12 country.
Yeah, we're no, sir. No.
Yes,
Texas A&M and Texas are SEC teams.
Are we in
it
College
means
Station?
More here.
Are we in College Station or
we're
Austin?
We're an hour and a half away from College
Station. We have a Power Four conference team in this city who's hot, and we're talking
they
to
are.
The coach at
they
nine.
Are.
They are red hot.
They are, but I don't think they're going to make the play. I don't think they're making the
play. This is Big 12 country.
Is it Big 12 country?
Yes.
I mean, Houston should be. But until you get Rice in the Big 12, I just can't – I cannot agree.
We have a Big 12 team.
We need Houston teams.
All right,
if
quickly.
TSU gets in the Big 12, then we're officially –
All right, 12. Quickly, what conference is Rice in?
Easy. Probably like Sun Belt or AAC or
– It's the American.
Yeah? Okay.
They're in the American.
You run out of conferences. You got like Mountain West, AAC. Is Conference USA still a thing?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought they had that still. Who's in that?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Do you know any Conference USA teams, John?
Conference USA?
Without looking at
Is UAB in Conference USA?
It's
could be Coastal, Sunbelt.
Coastal Carolina?
You're looking at it.
No, I'm not.
Who had named some more Conference USA teams?
Conference USA teams? I'm going to say... Atlantic.
Which one? International
I
or
guess.
Atlantic?
International Atlantic.
No.
Those are two different teams.
I believe they're. I think they might be in the Sun Belt.
Let me look.
Let's see, they are not in Conference USA.
Okay,
we got the same.
East Carolina.
No, they're an American team. They have been for a little bit now.
Okay, no one knew that.
I did.
It's impossible
to
know.
I just said, you don't know.
No, because
you don't know.
I said anything.
They used to play. They used to play the Cougs, so
this
I do know.
Is totally my
you
fault.
Don't know.
For playing
I
a
do
game
know.
Are do you think other radio stations are beating us right now? Like at this very moment when they're talking Texans and we're and this is on me. By the way, I'm saying this is
take,
my fault.
Take some blame.
Yeah, I'm taking the blame and I'm being accountable.
FIU is in Conference USA.
See?
But Florida,
that's what I said.
Florida Atlantic is not, which is actually what you said.
I said Florida International Atlantic is what I called it.
That's not one school. That's two. You combined.
I covered my ass.
We got Jacksonville State, Sam Houston State, La Tech, Liberty, FIU, Middle Tennessee. So the greats.
All the greats.
Diego Pavia's former school, New Mexico State's in Conference USA.
What? Before Diego Pavia, New Mexico State was like the worst program in the country, and then they're going to beat Auburn. I mean, Diego Pavia is the Heisman Trophy guy. He should win the Heisman Trophy. That's who should.
The numbers probably won't allow him, but he's a great story. And
great story.
He is a great story.
Yeah. All right, let's catch up. We're still way behind. We got Willie Fritz at the top of the hour. Five Star's going to give you winners. Warehouse Live guy, we got that at the bottom of the hour. He's in a bad place, though. He's like on some deserted island with his wife, so he's not sure the phone. I've got his picks.
I can do the pick. Oh, okay. I was going to say,
picks.
I could just be – you could pick against me this week.
Yeah, no,
and I give away Justin's stuff.
You know, he wants to give it away. He doesn't want somebody who knows what they're doing. So he wants to give away another – and we'll be playing – we're going to be playing for the December 20th game. That'll be against the Pacers. That's a good game. So there we have it. Right now, though, we're talking about Doc Linville. Okay, somebody mentioned him on Twitter a little bit earlier today. Somebody needed Doc Linville. If you need Doc Linville, let's do it. Let's listen. Don't call Doc Linville when it's already too late. All right? If you're a cue ball already, let me get hair back. No. Okay, you want to do it now. You want to do it before when it's starting, your hairline is starting to recede, or you notice that there's a bald spot, a little bit of a bald spot, and it's starting to grow. This is when you call Doc Linville. All right. Let him use the PRP to stimulate your growth, or you can hold on. Bless me. You can get the neo grafting as well. So let Doc Linville decide for you what's best for you, and he can also help you with your abs if you're starting to get a gut. He can help you with that. He can help you with your skin. All right. He can help you with that. The whole make you look a lot better, your eyes, everything. And it's not like you're going to have surgery. It's not surgery. It is just a process. But there's the deal. Is Doc is doing it here for us guys as well. He's been doing it for women for years, and now he's doing it for us. You want to look better. You want to feel better. You want to get that hair. Don't go bald. You can stop it. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Well, it looks like Alex Bregman is open to going to move into second base, because that was the talk that the Red Sox and possibly the Yankees looking at. And I can see the – I can see – I think, you know who's a favorite is the Yankees. They got to have a guy. They need to make a move for clutch. They're going to lose Soto. Did you see the number? Did you see the number that he's putting out there for Soto?
I'm trying to remember if I saw it. I'm going to guess it's 500.
Oh, higher.
600 million, 10 at 60?
13 years, 611. That's 47 a year. 47 a year.
Well, now, 47 a year does not feel like it's going to be crazy, but he's trying to get 13 years.
13 years.
Good Lord. Let that man have a degenerative back condition.
Are you forgetting that he's only like 14 years old? Okay.
He's young.
Remember how many times they mentioned his age in the World Series?
Yeah, and that was in 19, so we're going to be 6 years past that. But no, he's young. Like, you could give him a longer contract. Problem with longer contracts is basically that's the length of. That's the length of two long contracts in baseball.
Yeah, he's going into free agency at, what, 25?
Yeah, about that, yep.
He was here at 19?
26, maybe 25, yeah.
I could give him 13 years.
No, you
can't.
I mean,
he's going to be 38.
You can. He's 20. Well, you know what? He's 26. He just turned 26. So you can give him 13 years. They'll put him 39. They'll make him 39 and a half. I mean, you know that. At least 2 years are going to be dead years, probably not great years, maybe more than that. The problem you run into with these contracts isn't just – the problem you run into is if what happens if they get an issue with the back, an injury to a knee, shoulder, or back, and it becomes an issue where it doesn't heal properly, it becomes arthritic, things like Jeff Bagwell had with his shoulder. That's the real problem is you get these long contracts and there's one injury, you're screwed. Now, you do have insurance – that will take care of that from a real money standpoint, but they are, you know, it could be anchors in terms of the ability to make a move and not get, you know, not deal with the consequences of how much real money does have to come out of your pocket. I don't know. We'll see. Why he's going to get a minimum of 12 years, and most teams, John, will want to spread it out. I mean, 13 years is not, it's not outrageous. I could see that happening. 47 million, like. Over under 45 and a half million.
At what point is Tatis going to say, what in the hell did I do?
Well, Tatis
14 year, $340 million, which is 24.2 per year. Soto, just 3 years later, is going to double that contract. Mm-hmm. Almost double what he's making per year. And so Tatis.
Tatis his money. Way early.
Yeah.
Way early.
And also that firm that lent him money when he was in the minors, they got a nice piece of it.
You got in bed with the loan shark, so
yep.
Congratulations.
Yep. Oh, boy, what a great deal that was for them.
But they take a lot of losses, that company. I watch that Real Sports on them. They're really interesting. They're led by a former major league player. And what they do is they typically will target – I mean, it happens to be Latin American players a lot, but they will target minor leaguers that they think have a good upside. And what they'll do is they'll say, look, we'll give you $1 million right now. We want, I think it's 25% of your contract for the rest of your life, depending on what you do. Maybe they'll give you $2 million. I got to see what some of the numbers were. But I think it's 25, John. I think it's either 20 or 25%. And these guys, a lot of them, they want a chance to shine early on. They want their money early on. Like, there's just no patience. And so they say, yeah, hell yeah. Let me get this million right now, and I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that, and buy that. And then when you make it big, if you don't make it big, there's no, hey, you got money, and they're out of luck because you don't end up being a major league player. But if you become Tatis, oh, you are on a discount the rest of your life for that one little piece of cheese that you got up front.
Yeah, and Tatis's dad was a major leaguer. Why are you taking money up front? What is wrong with you? And giving up your career money?
I mean, he's paid. I think he's paid pretty reasonably. Honestly, after 21, where he had the 42 home run year. He didn't play in 22, as you remember. He had 25 home runs in 23. He had 21 last year, which I'd take that for my shortstop if Jeremy Pena. His RBIs this year, he had 49 RBIs. He played in 102 games, so he missed 60 games. He had 49 RBIs during that time. Like, it's still – Tatis right now is not worth the length of contract. Not really. Not really. No. I mean, that's right. It was injury and PED suspension back in 22. So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't want guys who miss 60 games. I'm not really interested in paying them for 13 years because of injury.
Well, he's a good player, man.
He's a good player, but you got to play. We said that about Carlos Correa. When you can't play, it's an issue. You miss 60 games, man, that's a lot. That's a lot of games to miss. He's missed 162, 21, and 60 in his last 3 years.
Way too much. Way too much. All right. Let's catch up because we got Willie Fritz at the top of the hour. We want to make sure we give got enough time. Why don't you talk about Craig DeCerf?
I'll tell you about Craig. Let me tell you about some of the offers that they have right now, because that's the most important thing that I talk about, is finding you ways to save money and get the best cars. And on, let's see, which one do I want to choose today? I tell you what, I'm going to choose the GMC side today. Right now, you have new GMC Sierra 1500 vehicles, completely incredible, because they can make it what you want it, what you are, right? So if you say, I'm hardworking, I'm well-equipped, and I'm off-road ready, well, that just happens to be with this GMC Sierra vehicle is as well, and it's a luxury ride. So not only do you have the workspace, not only do you have the power for whatever the job you have, not only is it off-road ready, it's also a luxury ride. And they have deals going on right now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0% financing on a 2024 GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation Crew Cab with a four-wheel drive and 5.3-liter V8 engine. Find your truck right now at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. GMC, we are professional grade.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our final segment before we hit Willie Fritz, then five-star, then Justin Warehouse Live Guy, and then News of the Weird. So this is our last chance to take some calls. So let's take a call. And it's Garrett is here first. What's up, Garrett?
What's up, guys? I'm a little disappointed, though, because you couldn't name a Conference USA team that's only an hour away from the studios. You know, the same Houston Bearcats, second season FBS, and they're currently in the running for the conference championship for football. They beat Rice this year. They beat Texas State this year at NRG. They play Liberty in a couple weeks. So it's definitely a great year. Do you want the list of the other names on that conference? Maybe jog the memories of some.
We mentioned FIU and New Mexico State. We got to those.
And you mentioned
that's been when I was calling in.
You mentioned that Dal. You mentioned that Sam Houston State was in that conference.
I did. He was too busy dialing. But I understand not mentioning, as he said, a team close to home and playing well. But yeah, but we got to them too.
They're a little more than an hour away. by the way.
That's true.
Well, it depends on how fast you're driving.
Well, obviously, they could be 1 minute away if I was flying, but they're really about an hour and a half from the city or a little bit more. But congratulations on a very nice season. Good luck with your conference championship.
By the way, I think I'm invited. I think I need to go see. Speaking of good luck, you know, this thing that y'all have created, my brother also thinks I'm a jinx because they've lost like every game I've gone to with his team at Tomball. And so I got my sister-in-law sent an email. He had already told me, you can't come to these games. You can come to this game is what he said. And then, so I got an invite. My sister-in-law sent this, and it's literally, it says it's like a real invite on my phone. And it says, you are cordially invited to this game and only this game. Tomball Cougars against Klein Forest Eagles. I guess they think that's going to be a W. Hate to create bulletin board material.
Don't say that on the air.
Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m., Tomball ISD Stadium. You can RSVP to, and she gave me her number if I want to go to the game. So they said, you can go to this game, and that's it. Because not even you can screw this game up. This is such a bunch of bullcrap. I'm not a jinx for Texas. I helped Texas win a national championship in 2006 with Vince Young when I was there with my wife. So her thinking I'm a jinx, like, that's dumb. Now, the Astros don't typically win when I'm there, but they don't win at home, period. They don't win at home.
Yeah,
they just
do.
Don't, especially in the postseason. The only jinx that we're talking about is me in postseason. Who's got a winning record with the Astros at going to games at home? Nobody.
Me.
Nobody. No, you don't. Have you been to games since 21? Then you've lost. You've done nothing but take a bunch of losses.
I got a good record.
You can't. They don't win at home.
Yes, they do.
And not without trash cans banging. I had that. Joe Kelly told me. Kelly and who's the other? Bellinger. Was it Bellinger said it? Or was it Bellinger, the other guy
Bellinger
that we hated? Yeah. Can't believe people wanted. Hopefully Cody Bellinger is a. Hopefully we pick him up before the trade deadline or as a free agent. He's one of those guys that I'm sorry. I can't. Never. I never want Bellinger. Never did. Never will. There's never a time I want Bellinger on the team. And you know what? Frankly, I would never want Draymond on the team either. Can't have Draymond. There's certain guys that I will never want on my sports teams. I can't think of one for the Texans. Like, I don't really have that.
If the Astros signed Joe Kelly, I'm done.
Yeah, no, they would never do that. Joe Kelly would retire before
he's
an Astro.
If they gave him money, Joe Kelly would come.
I don't believe he would. He knows he would be beaten
Joe
in the streets.
Joe Kelly is a POS.
Joe Kelly would not come here. He'd be beaten in the streets, and he knows that.
All right.
He would get beaten in the streets. He cannot make a living here. He cannot live here. He cannot have a house here. He just can't.
We've got to find out what Gilbert thinks of the Texans game on Sunday night.
Sure, that's what he's here to talk about.
Yep. Gilbert, what? Are the Texans going to win Sunday night?
Well, no, they didn't bring no steak yet anyway.
I guess that's a no. No
one
is going
to bring steak, okay?
Yeah.
If somebody don't bring no steak, they'll lose anyway, you know.
Save that. Cut that and save that. If somebody don't bring me steak, they're going to lose anyway. Keep that, Dell, forever. I feel like that should be my mantra. Like, I kind of like the way Gilbert runs this whole operation. If somebody don't bring me this, then something bad's going to happen for you. I need to start using that for my wife. Hey, if I don't get something, we'll just call it steak. If I don't, somebody don't bring me some steak,
tacos.
Somebody's
going to
lose.
Nachos?
Used to be nacho, but now I've changed it. Hey, if somebody don't bring me some steak, we're going to lose. Is that what he said?
Yeah. The Texans are going to lose.
And chili
steak.
Make sure it's
specifically.
Chili. Long time and steak and french fries.
Yep.
That's right.
And Dr. Pepper anyway.
And Dr. Pepper. Don't forget that or you'll have to make a separate trip.
No, I had to go to the dining area there because I had forgotten. Oh, don't do that. Remember it.
Guys, please. I can't.
It is.
John and I can't be responsible for all this. You're going to have to step up and help
your team. Somebody's
got to
step up here. Mega blast. Let's go.
Everyone wanted to. No, he's done his part, too.
He's done his part.
Poor Marine. We got another listener who sent him a hat when Gilbert demanded a hat.
Right. That was too late, though.
It is kind of like, I don't want to say we're held hostage.
Oh, you are.
But there are demands that
are
being
made. He's blackmailing
us. Yeah, I mean, it does. Gilbert, do you think this is legal what you're doing to say that our teams can't win unless you get your stuff?
What?
Yeah, I got my stuff, yeah.
No, I know, but is that legal to threaten us that our teams can't win unless you get your the things you ask for? Is that? Do you think that should be legal?
Yeah, you gotta give me something before they win anyway. Like,
All right. All right. Yeah, he just answered your question.
Transactional.
Hey, Gilbert's like, hey, I think the mafia got this one right. Okay. Gilbert, all right. If you don't give me what I want, bad stuff's gonna happen.
Listen, this has always been, let's not kid ourselves. This has always been a transactional relationship that we've had with Gilbert.
Yeah,
Gilbert demands certain things, and we either comply or he's going to keep calling.
Yeah,
or
and he's like, "You got my money? You got my money?"
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's no different than it's no different than you got my money, and you keep if you owe somebody something, and to Gilbert, we owe him certain things.
Yeah, we owe,
and he'll keep calling you if you don't have it. I'm going to keep coming back at you every week until I get my stake.
We also owe Willie Fritz to get out on time.
Yep, we owe Willie Fritz, that's for sure. Bye, Gilbert. Hey, get him that steak, will you? Otherwise, the Texans lose anyway. Mm-hmm. Time for you, Lance, to talk a little Craig to Surf.
Well, I just did that. Maybe there's something else that I need to talk about right now, John? If you will.
That's what we're doing.
What is
not,
it?
Not Gulf Coast Chevy. We're talking about HRP.
I
mentioned this yesterday. And I think it's absolutely true. You as an owner, or if you run the company, your CFO, CEO, you're the owner of your company, you owe it to your people or your investors to have the make as much money as you possibly can, right? The bottom line is awfully important. These people have invested money in you or you've got a lot of employees, and if you've got a lot of employees, you owe something to them. You owe them that you're trying your hardest to make your business as good as possible. Well, are you? Are you doing your payroll right? Are you compliant with your Affordable Care Act? Are you getting HR right? I'm telling you right here and right now, you need to call HR&P. And let them come evaluate your business. Let them come and tell you how they can save you money. Let them come and put more money to your bottom line. And that is what you owe your people. It's running a company. You need to run it as efficiently as possible. And HRP will come. And listen, I don't know. Maybe you're doing it right. Maybe your admin company is great. Maybe it's, I don't know. But HRP can come and they'll tell you exactly. They'll give you an evaluation of your company and tell you exactly what's going on and how much money they can save you. So if they can save you money, why wouldn't you do it? HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.